The legislation would allow those with concealed weapons permits to take guns in bars and government buildings without security. It would also let churches opt into the law and allow those who accidentally carry guns into airport security lines to avoid local fines and jail time. However, they could still face a federal fine. Jerry Henry is executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org.
For those people who believe in the Second Amendment, it gives us a lot of our freedoms back that have been taken away from us over the years.
Most Republicans supported the bill, and most Democrats, like State Senator Nan Orrock, opposed it.
I'm both saddened and really outraged. It's opposed by the faith community. It's opposed by members of law enforcement community. And I think 70% of Georgians think that we did not need to take our gun laws in this direction.
However, Democratic gubernatorial candidate and State Senator Jason Carter voted for the bill. Carter spoke about it Monday to MSNBC.
I think the Second Amendment is important to many people in Georgia. And I know a lot of national Democrats and others have been upset or angry about this, and I've heard from a lot of them. But again, you know, we worked across the aisle to try to make the bill better than it was when it first started. I think we succeeded in that.
The bill has drawn worry among those who say it could allow convicted felons who use illegal firearms to use Georgia's so-called Stand Your Ground law to claim self-defense. Law enforcement officials have also said they're concerned about a portion of the bill which would prohibit police from stopping someone carrying a gun solely to see their concealed carry permit. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.